Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said, but we always had a mighty fine time. You know that song, don't you? That Jeremiah wasn't very lonely, was he? He had a friend, and they always had a mighty fine time. But the Jeremiah of the Bible, he was lonely, quite lonely, in fact. One biblical scholar who wrote the introduction to our Lutheran Study Bible wrote this: reading Jeremiah is like entering the cavernous darkness of another person's frustration and despair. The Lord calls Jeremiah the iron prophet to preach a hapless message of repentance to the stony hearts of sinful Judah. So, have you ever felt so miserably lonely because no one is listening to you? That seems to be Jeremiah. His kind of loneliness is the kind when you're the only one left fighting the good fight of faith. And that can be a lonely fight indeed. Standing up for the truth, back in Jeremiah's day and still today, can be a lonely battle. Imagine, God calls you to speak His word, His truth, to a sinful generation. But not many seem to care or even want to stop to hear. Not many seem struck by the preaching of repentance, which really is a message that says God is being patient with you. He's waiting for you to return to Him. Will you do it? Will you repent? If not, according to the Old Covenant, here's what will become of you. But there's still time, O people, still time. God is being patient. Will you turn back to Him and His ways? Yes or no? However, even of those few who do listen and do hear, not many make significant changes in their lives. So the prophet feels like a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Is it really worth all this? Why doesn't God just hurry up and do what He says He's going to do? Waiting on the Lord to act can be a very lonely pulpit and a lonely place to be. But perhaps it is even worse for Jeremiah. After all, his message didn't fall on deaf ears, as you heard in the reading. They fell on ears who heard exactly what he said, and they finally turned to Jeremiah and said, "For all this preaching you're telling us, all this preaching of law, you must die, Jeremiah. For what you're saying, Jeremiah, you must die. How dare you call us Shiloh? That means the Lord is going to depart from this place. How dare you say that God will depart from His promised land and His promised people?" Promised land and promised people, according to the Old Covenant. That would be true if they were acting like God's promised people and acting like people who listened and believed the word of the Lord and behaved like good people should, repenting like God's people should do, and hearing the voice of God's prophet with truth. But no, the injustice and the oppression and the shedding of innocent blood continued, and it displeased the Lord. What we learn from Jeremiah the prophet is that a faithful servant of God, even in loneliness, stays the course. He doesn't waver from the truth. When God speaks to you and through you, it is up to you to speak His word faithfully, come what may, even in loneliness. Threats on your life or the unresponsiveness of the people is not a reflection on you. For God's word will not return to Him void and empty, but will accomplish the very thing which it sets out to do. The loneliness of Jeremiah is a loneliness we also see Jesus experience during His ministry. Jesus often went off by Himself to pray, alone, especially after being rejected by the priests and the scribes, the Sadducees and the Pharisees. He walked what some would call the lonely way, according to the word. His message was similar to John the Baptist and to Jeremiah's. Repent! The kingdom of God is at hand. And yet we know what King Herod did to John the Baptist. And Jesus knew what was going to happen to him. Jesus had to endure the loneliness of being the sole remaining prophet who was faithful to God on earth. But in the end, his words proved to be true. Every one of them. "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up," Jesus said. The Jews responded, "It took us 46 years to build this temple, and you're going to raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his own body. When, therefore, he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. His prophecy came true. And also for Jeremiah, his people went off to Babylon just as God told him through the words of Jeremiah's mouth. Until God follows through on his word, prophecy and living according to God's word can seem very lonely. But thanks be to God that he's given us an example in Jeremiah and in Jesus and in all the prophets that his word comes true. There is ultimate and plentiful fulfillment of God's word, especially and ultimately in the man Jesus Christ and his cross and his resurrection from the dead. Now there is reason not to be so lonely if you ever feel this kind of loneliness yourself. For Jesus already walked that road. The prophetic office is fulfilled and complete. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Hebrews 1, verse 1. It's okay, therefore, to walk the lonely road, to walk the lonely life of faith and faithfulness, even if others around you are not listening and obeying and not heeding the word of the Lord. If it feels lonely, look to Jeremiah. And then look to Jesus, who already walked that path and proved God's word will come true. And if it feels lonely when you say no to sin and the sin of other people that they're trying to entice you to do, whether it's using God's name in vain, or whether it's sex outside of marriage, or whether it's any kind of sin in which tugs at us and tempts us, and we're the ones to say, no, no, that's not right, and no, I don't want to do that, no, I'm standing up because God's word. And even if we're mocked, oh, that's silly, why do you believe that? Remember, God's word comes true. God's word has come true in Christ Jesus. And God has covered our sin, the sin times that we fail. But God's word has come true. We have all the reason to stand up, to stay the course, to be faithful to God and his word. His word has come true. And if you begin to feel a little lonely, remember, it already happened to Jeremiah. It already happened to Jesus. I guess it's not so lonely after all. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.